USA Radio News with Wendy King.
14 firefighters and bulldozer operators were injured battling a fire in the Los Padres National Forest in Central California. Excessive high winds near hurricane strength are fanning the flames in hundreds of fires across the Pacific Northwest. The Bobcat Fire, just north of L.A., has millions of people under red flag warnings. David Dentek is with the L.A. County Fire Department.
The wind's pushing from the northeast, so we don't want that fire to go any further south. That's why a warning was made for everybody in those areas to be prepared, have a plan ready to go.
Here in Oregon, Interstate 5 has been closed down near the border of California. The Alameda Fire has caused mass evacuations in the cities of Ashland and Phoenix. The town of Blue River, just east of Eugene, Oregon, has had catastrophic damage. Hundreds of homes have been burned. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants a vote on a smaller coronavirus economic relief bill.
Today we're releasing a targeted proposal that focuses on several of the most urgent aspects of this crisis, issues where bipartisanship should be especially possible.
The police chief and top deputy chief in Rochester, New York, have suddenly retired after nightly protests over the city's handling of the suffocation death of Daniel Prude. Mayor Lovely Warren.
While the timing and tenor of these resignations is difficult, we have faced tough times before. I truly believe that we will get through this.
Prude died a few days after an encounter with police in March. There's been nightly protests since the release of a body cam video showing officers handcuffing a naked Prude, putting a bag over his head to stop him from spitting, and holding him down until he stopped breathing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Department of Justice is moving to replace President Trump's lawyers in a defamation lawsuit brought against him by writer E. Jean Carroll. Although the case involves allegations by Carroll that Trump sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s, long before he took office, lawyers for the Justice Department said he was acting in his official capacity as president when he denied the allegations, and that he never met Carroll. The Justice Department said, indeed, when providing the challenged statements, the president was speaking to or responding to inquiries from the press. The Justice Department lawyers cited the Federal Tort Claims Act that gives federal employees immunity from lawsuits and would allow them to take over the case from Trump's private lawyers and move it from state court to federal court. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, described the move as shocking and accused Trump of seeking to delay the case after a federal judge last month ruled it would be allowed to go forward. Carroll has accused the president of sexually assaulting her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in late 1995 in her memoir, and the president denied ever meeting her, saying she made the allegations in an effort just to sell her books. She filed the lawsuit in November, saying the president's statements inflicted emotional pain and suffering. They damaged her reputation and caused her substantial professional harm. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.